God's Word, and you perhaps came this morning thinking Christmas was all over. In our house, we have to do the full 12 days of Christmas, and that's partly because our daughter Helen was born on that 12th day. We've got a son whose birthday is in a couple of days' time, so certainly our celebrations continue through the 12 days. And of course, there are parts of the world, not least in Ukraine, where Christmas hadn't even come yet. So they celebrate the 6th of January for their Christmas Day. So that's why we were having carols to sing this morning, but also because we don't have the opportunity at other times in the year to sing them. And it was that thought of taking up the opportunities that we're going to focus on this morning. And the title that was given was Godly Opportunities. So if you can turn back in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 5, you'll see where the thought of godly opportunities comes in, beginning at the very first verse, where we're encouraged, where we're urged to be imitators of God. And then if you go on through to verse 17, which is just after the verse we're going to focus on this morning, we read about being not only very careful, being wise, but also do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. So between that first and that 17th verse, we have the verse we're going to focus on today, and that is making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. And if you were brought up with the Authorized Version, you'll know it as redeem the time. And we'll have a look to see how that fits into this idea of taking up every opportunity. It's turning into something of a poetic morning. Thank you, Nick, for leading us in that direction. Because I too want to remind you that it was 80 years ago that King George VI, in addressing the nation at very difficult days in 1939, one or two will remember it, won't they, Phyllis? Yes. This was the speech that has now become well known, but at the time he was quoting a little known poem. I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread into the unknown. And he replied, go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way. So I went forth, and finding the hand of God, trod gladly into the night. Now, the lady who wrote that poem had called it God Knows. And as we come to the end of a year. I want us this morning just to spend some time looking back rather than looking forward into the challenges of the year ahead. And I want us to think whether we then have taken the opportunities, the godly opportunities during this past year. So I penned just a few words, not anything like as good as the ones you've just heard, but how then has your past year been? A bumpy path, said the Queen. Ups and downs and in between, in everything by God foreseen. So, by His measure, we are overseen. So if we come then to this measure of how this past year has been, how do we measure 2019? How's your bank balance finished up? You might need to check it out. And for many people, of course, their bank balance will show an awful lot of money owed on credit for all the things that people invest in over the Christmas time. But it's not that kind of balance that I want us to think about, nor the balance when we stand on the scales to see how much weight we put on over Christmas, or how high our blood pressure is with all the excitement and all the dashing around. Neither is it about all the holidays we may have already booked, which seems to be one of the ways that people measure the success of their year. Or increasingly now, of course, we're being asked whether we have a zero carbon footprint. But what this verse is referring to as godly opportunity is really far more to do with our spiritual level. So how do we assess that in 2019? So if we carry the thought from the Authorized Version that this is about redeeming the time, we have a sense of what this means to make the most of every opportunity. It means to buy, to redeem. That's a word that we're familiar with as we think of all that Jesus gave of himself for our redemption. And so in redeeming the time, we're thinking of something that is being purchased. And here Paul is reminding us that we need to buy up every opportunity. And he's meaning that we need to buy it up for ourselves. So making the most of every opportunity is inviting us to say whether in 2019 we have bought up for ourselves all those spiritual resources, the wealth of our inheritance. How much of that have we accumulated in 2019? How many other people here bought themselves a Christmas present? Yes. Now, it's interesting, isn't it, when you buy yourself a Christmas present. I don't know whether you remember the series called Rising Damp, where Rigsby used to, every year, send himself the same birthday card. No, Christmas card. And he did it because he knew that no one else would send him a card, and so he used to send it to himself. And of course, he would save money because he used the same card every year because it had his name on it. He used to open it and used to at least be satisfied that he'd received one birthday card. Well, this verse has the idea of buying up for yourself. And if you look through the other chapters in Ephesians, and indeed part of this fifth chapter, you'll find plenty of lists where Paul is very practical, where he's setting out, look, these are the things not to do. And then he's setting out another list saying, these are the things that you should do. But in these opportunities that we're being invited to buy up, we're being invited not so much to think of the things that we say or we do. We're invited to think about the people that we are. That firstly, we need to be godly people in order to take up godly opportunities. And again, if you look through this letter to the Ephesians, you'll see a number of ways in which Paul talks about the godliness of our life. Did you know, he says, you are God's possession. And it's because you're God's possession that you would need to live out the godly opportunities. Did you know that you're God's workmanship, he says. So he's reminding us that he's not talking about the things that we need to work at and do for ourselves. These are the things that God has done for us, and because God has done these things for us, so we're to show that by buying up for ourselves these spiritual and godly opportunities. Do you know, Paul says, you are God's holy people? Do you know that you are God's household? That you are God's family? Do you know that you have received God's grace, God's gifts? And it's because God has been at work in these ways that Paul is saying, therefore, make the most of every opportunity, redeem the time. And that's an interesting idea, isn't it? How then can we buy up time? We know that we can buy up and obtain all sorts of other possessions. We know that we can buy up in the sense that we can save money. But how can we then buy up this opportunity, this particular season, this particular moment? Because it was at the very right time that God sent his Son. And so there is a time in our life. And we've, in our home groups during the year, had many opportunities to think of those words from Esther, for such a time as this. So that's the idea behind these opportunities. It's taking the moment. It's being in step with the Lord's leading. It's to be directed by God's Spirit in a way that we are these wise people who understand what the Lord's will is. And so this is a spiritual assessment that I'm inviting you to reflect on from this past year. And as we reflect on it, I want just to go back to this very first chapter in Ephesians, where Paul sets out the theme and the purpose of this letter. He's speaking to us about those spiritual blessings that we have in Christ. And so when it says that we're to buy up every opportunity, it's saying to us that God has provided these rich resources. He's provided us with every spiritual blessing in Christ. And it's therefore because of what God has already done that he's inviting us to receive those gifts and to receive them so that we are being made into those godly people who then can live out the opportunities that God gives to us. Let's just take a moment then from these words in the first chapter, because when Paul is saying, take the opportunity, he's saying it's because the days are evil. And if we just reflect a little on this past year, there's plenty to remind us of the way in which the days are evil. But they were evil too in Paul's time. He was living in a time when he was surrounded by all kinds of events and activities that were completely contrary to God's will and God's purpose. So we too find ourselves still in times where, as a nation, we turn away from the Lord. When we see events happening around us that are so horrendous. And I just want us again to think for a moment about those two young Cambridge graduates, committed as they were to seeking to encourage the rehabilitation of those who had been in prison, and we think of the way in which they both tragically and horribly were killed by the very person that they were seeking to help. But just before we dwell on that, just think about that again, being killed by the very person you were seeking to help. And remember the Lord Jesus, that he came and lived amongst us. He came to his own, and his own not only didn't receive him, but he was rejected and despised and crucified. Crucified for and by the people who he had come to seek and to save. But in thinking then about those two young lives, you know this account, it was all in our news. They went off very excitedly to a big conference that they were involved in organizing, with a whole lifetime in front of them of opportunities and possibilities. And we know that very tragically their lives ended at that very moment. And the scripture is very clear that there is only today, there's only now that we're able to buy up opportunities. All the past year has already happened, it's gone. And there'll be many people who during that year who will have said, if only I could have had my time over again. But it's gone. There are people still carrying burdens and upsets and distresses by the events of this past year. But they can't go back and resolve them and deal with them. They continue to carry that weight. And so the Bible is very clear that it is today, it is the here and the now. This is the only guaranteed moment that you have to take every opportunity that God is giving. So just look. And as we look, we'll just spend a moment just praying and asking God for the opportunity for us not only to know this truth of his spiritual blessing, but also our determination to put these things into effect so that what God has given we will receive, and what we receive and buy up here and now for ourselves will be the storehouse, will be the living, the river of living water that we will then share with others in the days of the week to come. So let's just end this time by just reflecting. So just prayerfully, I'm just going to remind you of these spiritual blessings and invite you firstly to praise God and thank God for them, and then to seek for these things to be the opportunity by which you will have the godly character to be able to live out the Lord's will in your life. So there's the blessing of God's redemption, that you've been rescued. And in your thankfulness for God's salvation, in your thankfulness for the way that God has restored you into a right relationship with Himself, in the way that God's righteousness in Jesus Christ has become yours. And so, because of those things, we thank you, Lord, and ask that we might be those people who redeem the time and the opportunities that you give us to share that good news with others. And then there's forgiveness. Father God, there will have been so much in 2019 that we will have needed your forgiveness. So we want to say thank you, Lord, for the spiritual blessing of repentance and of faith. And we ask that by that means we will continue through the last days of this year and into a new year, walking close to you, close in being repentant for our failures, and close to you by stepping out in faith and therefore into those amazing opportunities. Father God, we live in a magnificent world in so many ways as we think of all the amazing riches and resources from your hand. And these are ours because we have your forgiveness and we know your grace. Father, for that wisdom that Paul speaks of here, that understanding of your word, that knowledge of who you are, Father, make those things so much part of who we are that we have those resources not only to be blessed ourselves, but to be a blessing to others. Father, we thank you for your will and your purpose. We ask that in the knowledge of that will and that purpose for our lives, we will therefore seek to work out your plan for our life moment by moment. Father, we know that our lives are just like the mist that comes and will go. But Father, for each opportunity, may we seek your good pleasure. Father, give us the joy of knowing that what we do pleases you, and therefore we can live in a way that will be a pleasure to other people. Thank you, Lord, that you have chosen us. And we ask that we will be those people of hope and those people of praise. And therefore, the things that we say and the things that we do will grow out of who you are and those godly opportunities that you provide. And even though, Father, we recognize that all these things are quite beyond our human ability, we want to thank you that you have given us your Holy Spirit. And therefore, we ask that prompted and guided by that Spirit, we will not only walk in the light into a new year, but also from this moment in time that you have given us, this time of worship, this time of having your word open before us, this time in fellowship with one another, we pray that we will be strengthened and equipped to be those who do your will, so that your will is done on earth as it is in heaven. So, Father, we pray that these things will be so for your glory. Amen. So we do have refreshments through in the other room. Thank you, Pam and family and others who have provided us, just in case you didn't have enough to eat over Christmas. I can assure you there's more through into the back room, so please do come and join us. And as we're thinking then of all that we're able to enjoy feasting in that sense, let's also be mindful then that we too feast on God's richest blessings.